Welcome to Boxcar English, where there's always room for you. My name is Carl. Aren't you a sight for sore eyes? Jump on this train. Let's ride. I've got another story for you. It's getting really cold out there. The sky is cloudy almost all the time. Kind of gray in the morning, white in the afternoon. The trees have very few leaves on them, and there aren't as many birds singing as there were before. But you know, when I go out walking, I can still hear birds. They sound different, though. They sound like little crystals of ice. They sound like little buttons falling on the ice, really. They sound like the color pink, or the word pink, which is also my cat's name, if you remember. So I've been noticing how here in Tennessee, the winter sounds so different than the summer. Maybe when it gets colder, it also gets quieter. I love that quietness. And when I'm in that quietness, I can't help but feel not just happy, but a special kind of happy. A kind of happy mixed with sad, maybe, which ends up being even more happy. I can't help but feel like I'm walking through a dream world, walking through all those small sounds, like the pink birds. Well, the birds aren't actually pink, but they sound like pink. They sound like the word pink. And I do think that the word pink sounds like the color also. You might disagree, because I don't think that's part of what the color pink is, the sound of the word. I think that's more part of who I am, that I hear pink that way. And you might hear pink that way too, or you might hear pink differently. And since you have a different language, you might hear pink as a different sound. In Spanish, pink is a very different sounding word. Rosado. It's more beautiful in Spanish, isn't it? Or in Farsi, pink is surati, which sounds kind of like rosado turned inside out. Neither of them sound like pink, but both of them mean pink, and they might sound like pink to you. And when I say pink, I see a different color of pink than when I say rosado or surati. Pink is brighter, more like a crayon. You know, the crayons that children color with? Rosado is lighter, more delicate, but more gorgeous, like a flower. These sounds and colors really go together to make something bigger, kind of like how song and feathers come together to make birds. And their feathers have beautiful colors sometimes. Birds are color and song in one, and they fly just like sounds flying to your ears, and just like colors flying to your eyes. Well, I went to the library to find a book about birds. I could use the internet, of course, or I could use an app, but those things always have a lot of advertisements in them, and I'm pretty tired of seeing advertisements. I always feel also like there's something incorrect in the information that I read, and I won't be able to know what information is correct and what information is incorrect, because so much of the internet is written with what they call artificial intelligence, or AI. It gives incorrect information all the time, but you wouldn't know unless you just looked it up in a book. So I just skip the artificial intelligence and go straight to the source. Well, I decided to ride my bicycle to the library. I put on a backpack and a helmet and rode there. I thought it would be more fun, but it was really cold. It was so cold on my hands that I could barely stand it. But I had already gone so far that I couldn't turn around. I just dreamed of the warmth of the library and thought how I was getting a little closer and a little closer and a little closer until there I was, going into the library itself. I was so happy to be warm that I felt really, truly wonderful. The library is organized according to the Dewey Decimal System, and every book has a number on it. The number tells you basically what the book is about. The books on birds start with the number 598, 598. So I started walking through the books, watching the numbers get bigger and bigger until I saw the number 600. All these books were about technology, computers, and things. So I took a couple of steps back and found the number 598, and all these books were about birds. I looked at each one until I settled on one called The Audubon Field Guide to North American Birds. It was thick, with a brown plastic cover, and was full of pictures of all kinds of birds. Brown. I feel like that color sounds like what it is. Brown. Wood and earth and mud. A solid color. And this book was very solid, too. And I could borrow it without paying anything and spend time with it, thinking about birds and trying to find which ones were around me singing. The idea was extremely exciting. At the front of the library is a big desk where you take the books you'd like to borrow. I showed this book to a man working there. He asked for my library card, scanned the barcodes on the book and the card, and gave it back to me. He smiled and told me I could keep it until March the 6th. That was it. Now I have a bird book, The Audubon Field Guide to North American Birds. I have it for 2 weeks. 2 weeks. 2 weeks of quiet winter, matching little pictures of birds with real birds singing all around me. I wonder if they'll still sound pink after I've studied them. That's all for now, folks. Thanks for listening. It's been great to spend this time with you. Say, here's a phrase to help you get started writing that I used in this story. I can't help but feel. There are times when you have a strong feeling. You can't help it, which means you can't stop it from coming to you. You can't stop yourself from feeling it. So you can follow this phrase, I can't help but feel, with the name of a feeling. I can't help but feel happy. I can't help but feel sad. I can't help but feel curious. I can't help but feel excited or scared or jealous or hungry. Anyway, add a little phrase, starting with the word when, to tell about what situation makes you have that feeling. So start with a when phrase. When I see my love, I can't help but feel joy. When I hear a bird sing, I can't help but feel happy. If you add the word like after I can't help but feel, you can use more words. So how about this? When I see the woods, I can't help but feel like I want to explore them. When I taste hot chocolate, I can't help but feel like a kid again. And when I see you coming, I can't help but feel like I want to tell a story. So, I hope you write some of these sentences, take some sentences and try using I can't help but feel. If you want, you can write a whole poem with it. Start every line with I can't help but feel. I can't help but feel. And go on and on. Try to make 10, 15, 20 lines. Send it to me at carl@boxcarenglish.com. I'd love to hear from you. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.